Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, September 7th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, a message from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. The FLHSMV is kicking off Drowsy Driving Prevention Week by reminding motorists to get adequate rest before getting behind the wheel, to take breaks, to remain alert, and to never drive drowsy. Last year, there were 3,129 drowsy driving crashes in Florida alone, which resulted in 114 injuries and 6 fatalities. Driving drowsy is just like driving drunk. Your local events this Friday, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they travel to Haines City and take on the Hornets in a non-district away game. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. and if you can't make it there, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before kickoff on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your job's here in the area. The Wauchula Police Department is looking for a full-time law enforcement officer. Qualifications and job duties can be found on the Wauchula Police Department Facebook page. Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a switchboard operator. Requirements for this position are a high school diploma or GED and previous experience in a hospital setting, skilled nursing facility, school or office setting is preferred. And Pal American Security is looking for an unarmed security agent. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, be at least 18 years of age, and possess a Class G security license. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles or removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 86 degrees out, partly sunny with a 5% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 8, very high. Wind southwest at 4 miles an hour with gusts up to 8 miles per hour. Humidity is extremely humid at 68%. The dew point 75. Cloud cover is 43%. The visibility is 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling at 33,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last update at 9:46 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy with scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms this morning. The numerous showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the lower 90s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the evening, lows in the lower 70s. South winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable with a 20% chance of rain. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. West winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Agriculture is a major user of ground and surface water in the U.S., and irrigation has enhanced both the productivity and profitability of the ag sector. According to agrimarketing.com, the USDA's 2017 Census of Agriculture shows farms with some form of irrigation accounted for more than 54% of the total value of U.S. crop sales, while irrigated land accounted for less than 20% of harvested cropland. After cresting at 3.7% in 2020, the U.S. hunger rate is now just 7.8%, the lowest since the pandemic began. Agriculture.com reports analysts say the expanded child tax credit, coronavirus relief programs, and rebound from recession all helped. Among families with children, Claire Zippel, analyst with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, says the hunger rate fell by one-third since July. She says the change affected 3.3 million families and can be attributed to the child tax credit. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa says California's Prop 12 on certain bacon products is ridiculous. Ernst tells AgWeb.com that radicals in California are punishing the hardworking producers in Iowa by enforcing Prop 12, which requires meat products raised outside of California must also conform to their radical animal rights standards. Approved by California voters in 2018, Prop 12 bans the sale of pork from any state from hogs housed in pens that don't meet California standards.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. As honeybee populations continue to face challenges and experience rates of decline, protecting these pollinators is becoming even more crucial to our ecosystem and food supply. Honeybees are responsible for more than 35% of the foods we eat and the honey we enjoy. Jennifer Berry, laboratory and apiary manager at UGA's Honeybee Lab, has done a lot of research on protecting honeybee hives from the varroa that causes colony collapse. Berry will share her research at the Georgia Beekeepers Fall Conference September 23rd through 25th in Gainesville. But when it comes to climate change,
the biggest thing is everything's out of sync. Fortunately, with bees, commercial bees, now I'm not talking about the feral bees, but bees that are under the protection of a beekeeper, they can be fed, just like our dogs and livestock. If there's, you know, not enough grain or enough grass, we can feed them. Well, the same with bees. If there wasn't a good nectar flow, we can feed them. Now, not to say that's the case for the feral colonies, the ones out there in the wild that are on their own. How are they, you know, how is this impacting their population?
Information about the Georgia Beekeepers Fall Conference is at gabeekeeping.com. Meanwhile, the National Honey Board is providing consumers a way to support research that helps the honeybees by partnering with U.S. food and beverage manufacturers in September, who will each make a donation to Project APIS, the largest honeybee nonprofit in the country.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. China's import and export growth picked up last month despite a surge in COVID-19.
Customs data show exports rose 25.6% to $294.3 billion, up from July's 18.9% growth. Imports rose 33.1% to $236 billion, up from the previous month's 28.7%. That came despite lingering disruptions in industrial supply chains due to last year's global economic shutdown and a renewed rise in infections in the U.S. and some other markets that have dampened consumer sentiment.
Correspondent Jeremy House. While that strong report from China helped Asian stocks, Wall Street sold off this morning. The Dow sharply lower at mid-morning. The NASDAQ and the S&P were down as well, the market's first day back following a long holiday weekend. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Dodgers are unbeaten and starts by Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer is now 5-0 since joining the Dodgers at the trade deadline after tossing 8 innings and allowing an unearned run while striking out 13 in a 5-1 win over the Cardinals at Busch Stadium.
That's what coming over here, my job is to do, is to go out there when it's my turn to go out there and win. There's a ton of pressure to do that. You got to compartmentalize it and go out there and accept it and go out there and give it your best every single time and understand, you know, what makes you successful and how to avoid big innings.
Los Angeles would plate 4 runs in the first inning against losing pitcher Miles Michaelis. Chris Taylor blasts a 2-run home run for the Dodgers, who also get RBIs from Corey Seager and Mookie Betts. I'm Mike Reeves.
San Francisco continues to lead the National League West by 1 game over Los Angeles following a win over Colorado. The Giants used 4 home runs to beat the Rockies 10-5. This is SRN Sports. Philadelphia Black Central leader Milwaukee 12-0. Phillies first baseman Brad Miller, who homered twice, says it was an impressive offensive display against Brewers starter Brandon Woodruff, jumping out to a 3-0 lead.
We're going up against a Cy Young pitcher with Woodruff there, and to jump on him early.
Chicago beat Cincinnati 4-3. The Reds lost for the 7th time in 9 games to fall 1 game behind the Padres for the second NL wild card. Washington beat New York 4-3. In the American League, it was Tampa Bay 11, Boston 10 in 10 innings. Rays outfielder Austin Meadows says it was fun to tie the game with an inside-the-park homer in the 9th inning.
I was able to finally get the barrel and be on time and chuck around the bases and score. That was cool. It's a long time since I've done that. I was pretty exhausted.
The East leading Rays with an 8.5-game lead over second place New York, which lost to Toronto 8-0. West leader Houston bombed Seattle 11-2. It was Kansas City 3, Baltimore 2, Minnesota 5-2 over Cleveland, Texas 4, Los Angeles nothing. The Interleague Final saw the Pirates beat the Tigers 6-3. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula. And you can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or visit them on the web at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: I get enough exercise already trying to push my luck. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and stay safe, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.